The news in detail now from Susan Jackson.
The funeral of Garda Kevin Flatley, who died in the line of duty, is due to take place in Balbriggan in County Dublin this afternoon. The 49-year-old was knocked down and killed after he was struck by a motorcycle while operating a speed check last Sunday afternoon. The President, the Taoiseach and the Taoiseach, along with other senior ministers and members of the opposition, are due to attend along with representatives of the Defence Forces and the Police Service of Northern Ireland. Our crime correspondent, Paul Reynolds.
Balbriggan will fall silent at lunchtime today for the funeral of Garda Kevin Flatley. The chief mourners are his wife Una, his daughters Aoife and Éireann, his parents Breda and Michael, and his brother John. His sister Elaine predeceased him. The main street will be closed from midday with diversions, traffic and parking restrictions in place. The funeral mass begins at 1:30 p.m. at St. Peter's and Paul's Church. The celebrant is a family friend, the Capuchin priest, Father Danjo O'Mahony. The Garda chaplains, along with the parish priest and curate, are among those concelebrating. The Archbishop of Dublin will be represented by the Episcopal Vicar for the area. The President, Taoiseach, Taoiseach and Minister for Justice and other senior ministers, members of the government and opposition parties will be in attendance. The Defence Forces and the PSNI will also be represented. Garda Flatley's cortege will be escorted by Gardaí, led by the Commissioner, from the funeral home to the church and accorded full Garda honours. His coffin will be draped with the tricolour, his hat and gloves placed upon it. The Garda Commissioner will present these to his wife Una at the end of the ceremony. The funeral mass will be broadcast live on large screens outside the church, on the Garda Facebook page and on the RTE News channel. It will be followed by a private family burial in Newcastle in County Dublin, where Kevin Flatley is originally from.
Dozens of European leaders have arrived in the Albanian capital Tirana for the sixth summit of the European Political Community, the organisation comprising EU and other continental leaders. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky will attend the summit, which has been overshadowed by the Russian President Vladimir Putin's refusal to attend peace talks in Istanbul. Talks between Russian and Ukrainian delegations, which were scheduled for yesterday, are due to start this morning. From Tirana, our Europe editor Tony Connolly reports.
The European political community was the brainchild of French President Emmanuel Macron as a way of bringing EU and non-EU leaders together in the wake of the Russian invasion of Ukraine. It's seen as a form of speed dating for as many as 47 continental leaders who can huddle in prolonged bilateral meetings, as well as taking part in thematic roundtable discussions. Typically, issues have included security and defence, migration, energy prices and climate change. Once again, Ukraine will dominate, with President Zelensky expected to update leaders on faltering efforts to bring Russia's President Vladimir Putin to the negotiating table. Talks are getting underway in Istanbul, involving Russian, Ukrainian and Turkish officials, but the Kremlin has dispatched a low-level delegation, with US Secretary of State Marco Rubio saying there was little hope of a breakthrough. En route to the summit, Britain's Keir Starmer said Mr. Putin must pay the price for his refusal to sign up to a ceasefire. He, along with President Macron and German Chancellor Friedrich Merz, are expected to call for a major scaling up of sanctions against Russia. Mr. Starmer is also likely to hold bilateral meetings with EU leaders ahead of next week's EU-UK summit. Tony Connolly, RTE News, Tirana.
The American singer Chris Brown is due to appear in court in Manchester this morning, charged with grievous bodily harm with intent over an alleged attack at a London nightclub 2 years ago. The musician was arrested at a hotel in Manchester in the early hours of yesterday morning by detectives from the Metropolitan Police. He was charged last night and remains in police custody. Ireland has failed in its bid to reach the grand final of this year's Eurovision Song Contest. Irish entry Emmy was among the six acts eliminated in last night's second semi-final following votes cast by viewers. Israel was among the 10 countries to progress to the final amid protests around its inclusion in the contest. From Basel, our arts and media correspondent, Evelyn O'Rourke.
There was disappointment for Ireland's entry for Eurovision 2025 last night in Switzerland. Ireland's entry with the Norwegian singer Emmy and the song Like a Party was one of a group also including Australia that failed to make it onto the Eurovision stage this Saturday. The grand final will comprise of 26 countries, including 20 qualifiers from the two semi-finals, who will go on to join the big five countries of France, Germany, Italy, Spain and the UK, along with host country Switzerland. Last night's live event passed off peacefully after disruptions during the Israeli entry's rehearsals yesterday afternoon. Ireland ties with Sweden for the most Eurovision wins, but fans were disappointed in the result following Ireland's return to the final last year. It means the country will not be represented in this year's grand final, watched annually by millions around the world.
And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant, from HVO biofuel compatible condensing boilers to heat pumps and underfloor heating. Trust Grant to heat your home. Visit grant.ie.
Dry with plenty of sunshine today and just light easterly or variable breezes. Highest temperatures of 17 to 24 degrees, warmest across the Midlands, West and Southwest.